Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Coolin' Out. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it is Rao. What is good, man?
Nothing much.
Nothing much.
Just coming off a pretty fun weekend. Well, yesterday I took a day off, took a really good self-care, whatever. I forgot the term. It's just a day to myself, just completely unplugged. Didn't really.
Mental health day?
I guess. Something like that. But, and this is the tale of two different days now, because today was, yeah. Yeah, did about 2 days worth of work, but all in all, good. I mean, good weekend, catching up with friends, see you. And yeah, yesterday just got to move at my own pace, basketball, just unplugged, chilled, very peaceful. So aside from that, you know, just chilling. I think that's the vibe for the rest of the, now I got one more in me for the summer. I hope a certain friend of ours that did us dirty on a night move Saturday.
He got to make it up.
I hope he come through, but
left him on red.
Yeah.
I said this don't benefit me on Monday.
Yeah, I saw it as well. Yeah. You gotta find out this way. Yeah, it's like, yeah, that moment's passed. But
yeah.
All in all, man, no complaints.
I got you, man.
Killing.
Yeah, man. Same here, man. It was good getting up there. I'm proud of us. We're growing.
Ooh, are we?
Saturday, I was like, nah, I'm good. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, and it was just like, everyone was just like in unison, like, all right, this moment's over. Like, let's go home.
There was one shot. It didn't come through. It was like, all right, cool. Ain't no
need. And I need to just, because we would have been sitting around, like, trying to find the next
move,
killing time until something, and then, God forbid. So just like, and my body, like, thanked me for it on Sunday. When I got up to get, like, to, like, pack and get ready for my flight, I was like, oh. Okay.
Yeah. Word.
Saturday morning, I thought it was going to be a struggle for me. Like, I thought Sunday, like, me getting to, like, on the plane, I was like, they ain't going to stop me for this reason. They ain't going to stop me because I'm way too lit. Like, but nah, it was, like, overall good weekend. Like, nothing felt forced. Like, even Thursday, like, I mean, we got lit on Thursday.
Nah, but yeah,
it was
just Thursday, like, yeah. Started with a bang for me.
but even then, like, but that wasn't a force on the hour. And that was, like, just happened to be in the right place at the right time. Yeah, it was like, thank you for your loyalty, guys. Six shots later, I was like, yo, how loyal is one? Like, I was like,
they really haven't been getting business, but
I was like, yo, you'd have thought we like, well, I know we've been there before, but you'd have thought like we had some kind of interaction with him previously, the way he was acting, like, free shots for this table, free shots for everyone.
Yeah, I got a harsh reminder why I don't do those things.
By that fifth, bro, when you told me,
Oh my God.
When you hit me the next morning, like, where's my mask? And I was like, all right, bro.
that was a tough day. I was like, all right, I can't have any more of these this weekend.
Nah. Like, but I mean, that's not the way we were on anyway. Just someone offering them.
Yeah.
You know, who am I to be like, nah?
I'm an older individual.
Yeah, especially if I'm not driving. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Cool. But on the rag, I try, stick to my beer, my vino.
Yeah.
You know. It was a good weekend. I mean, nothing felt forced. It was good seeing everybody, like always. Good seeing you. So it's just like,
yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, talking about the positive things only.
Oh gosh, but yeah, man. All in all, just chilling. I'm cool. I'm cool.
Yeah, man. Whew. I mean, I thought I wanted to start with football, but let's just jump right into basketball, man. I think like it just like kind of like bleeds from the weekend and like everything like we're doing, and then like just now, like I am like in nostalgia, like having basketball on at like 1 o'clock is like the best thing Adam Silver could have ever done, like.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. Like, even on the weekends, like this past Saturday, having basketball start at 1 o'clock. We're out at brunch, and then, like, just following, like, when I got home, we'll go back to my hotel correction later in the evening, just laying down and still having a basketball game to watch was just super cool. I was like, this is like all day affair. When do the playoffs start, though? Because this ain't gonna be like this forever.
I think by mid-August.
Yeah,
so I was looking at the Lakers' schedule, and their last like home game was August 13th. The last game, I don't need that; those distinctions don't matter. But their last game is August 13th. So I'd have to.
That's right around the corner. Shit, it's 9 days from now. Wow.
Yeah, so probably next weekend. I'll look while we're talking, but I was wondering that too.
Yeah, that's when the schedule going to slow down though. But it's also like, how much can it slow down? There's only three courts that y'all using.
Actually, I forgot. They have that plan if you're within four spots of the seed, the eight seed?
Yeah, eight and nine got a plan only, though.
It looked like it's very likely. At least out west, looked like it's almost a certainty that's going to happen.
Yeah, because you got, as of today, when we're recording, Tuesday, August 4th, you have Portland and San Antonio, both two games behind. And then you have Phoenix is – who's the other team?
Pelicans.
And then you got Phoenix who's three games behind right now, I believe, after their win today. So, And Memphis is likely not going to make it because they already lost all three of their games since the restart. And today, Jaren Jackson just tore his meniscus or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's out for the rest of the season. Well, the restart, whatever. And he's, what, their number two scorer behind Ja?
Yeah,
second best player. So they weren't winning with him. They definitely ain't winning without him. So.
Yeah, it's looking rough, like you said. Blazers and Spurs on their heels. The Suns been the best out of them because they're undefeated. Hey. But they need the most help. So they need
a lot of help. They need other people to start losing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, so.
But Portland has a very tough schedule, though.
Yeah, they're probably the best team, but to your point. And then they just lost, too. Damn it. These games are like, they just lost to somebody. It'll come to me as we're talking, but they had just lost a close game.
Boston,
yes.
Yeah.
That's another one of many. But, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, but like, even that Boston game, it's like, the Trailblazers, the only issue is they don't play any defense. Like,
I mean, a lot of these teams.
I know, but like.
Are guilty.
They don't play defense, and they really just rely on Dame. Like, yeah, CJ's going to give you like 20 points a night. You know, he's like the Chris Middleton of that team, realistically. But they literally just rely on Dame, who's an undersized guard.
I mean, he's giving them like 30.
But I'm saying he gives them all he has, but like if he don't put up 30, 40, there's no way how they even got a chance of winning. So when he has a regular game, they're guaranteed going to lose. Like, think about the game against Boston, like the threes that he was making, like that was just coming out of his ass out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he don't do that, they were down by 24 at one point. That game is over. They really need, like, effort.
These runs, these teams in general have been going on in the bubble. And I don't know, we could talk about just broad takeaways as a whole before you hone in on teams. First of all, the three-point shooting, at least the games I've been seeing, and that leads to the runs these teams go on. But, like, teams be starting with, like, drastic gaps. And I don't turn it off because you look down and you look back up and they're back within distance because people are just playing freely out there. Like, I don't know. I guess it has to be the lack of fans because it just seems like teams are just way more efficient all around to my eyes. Well, except the Lakers, but go ahead.
I think it was the 4 months off. I think 4 months off and players like truly knowing like, all right, well, like, because you basically already had like your training camp, you know, before the season, the real season started. Mm-hmm. So you had like that something before to work on your stuff and get better. Now you essentially had a whole nother offseason to continue working on things. And like, given that most gyms weren't open, like full fledged like practice facilities, players with like hoops in their backyard, what they're doing is just shooting. So you build that repetition. You get that muscle memory. I think that's really all it was just like all these players just practicing on shooting like nonstop and knowing like how important a three ball was going to be or already is. Because you got people out here like TJ Warren going on for 52 points and like nonsense like this.
I don't feel
like
I see this in live games. I mean, there some of these teams 50 plus percent from three on the.
They also have no other distractions as you know. Like there's no women. There's nothing. It's just like literally it's the buffet, golf, fishing, and basketball.
Yeah.
So you better be locked in.
Yeah. No, it's impressive. And most of these players look like they stayed in shape. I mean, I got to applaud them. Yeah, you get to him. But as a whole, I mean, you had a pandemic and y'all really didn't know for the most part for a while there. Like, I think it was 2 months.
Yeah.
Announced that plan. So I guess, you know, you're hearing from the Players Association, but. It really stayed committed. It's very commendable. But
most of these players got mansions. And
yeah, but you don't have to stay in shape. You could just use it to just.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, yeah.
I'm just saying, why does Phoenix have to stay? And it's like, if you could just be like, fuck it.
That's
true. A lot of these teams that could have been.
That's a fact. Because Phoenix, they had no clue they were going to even be invited until the very last minute.
And look at And these games, for the ones I've seen, most of them.
Very entertaining.
Extremely, like, intensity.
But I think, this like, the same way we love watching basketball, we have to take into account, like, these players love playing basketball. So, like, the same way, like, we miss seeing it, like, they miss playing it. So, like, now they're having the ability to, like, you know, play again. Like, they're giving it their all. And I love it. There's been, like, one or two blowouts. And I think, like, that's just, like, normal, just be, you know, given the back-to-back nature of how, like, these teams are playing, like, I think every other day or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, there's going to be some blowouts. But for the most part, I feel like everyone's been competing, like, like, I mean,
just today as we're recording this, Devin Booker hit one of the toughest shots I've ever seen when he's going by Kawhi and Paul George. But that was a great game. Luka dropped 30, 20, and 10 today. Like, this is just a random Tuesday in August.
And did it.
It's just like any given day you turn on. Mm-hmm. TJ Warren went for 53, 52, whatever he went for.
Who knows him? I don't know him before that because he had beef with Jimmy Butler.
Portland and Boston on Sunday. Bucks and Rockets.
Rockets. Both the Rockets games, though. The Rockets against Mavs, too, from last week.
Yeah, KP's averaging, like, it's two games, but I was looking at the stats, like, 34.5, 12.5 rebounds. It's like, it's just, it could have went another way. And now I'm just. I just gotta salute them as a whole. The NBA for putting this together, the players for staying committed, for coming out and competing, and because they really, the people say, you know, that society needs sports and whatnot, and for a
it's
while,
not a joke.
I see it. Because I was resigned, like, after a while, just like, whatever way y'all decide to go, and they decide to come back, and then gradually you build, and I build optimism, and here we are, and wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta say.
And it's like so.
Sorry. And they finally added names.
I needed that.
That was just my one minor.
Yeah. That opening night, I was like, yo, who is that?
I am
Shake
a man.
Milton. Quality. It's crazy because, like, you watch basketball all the time, you think you actually know all these players. Yeah. And, like, I remember, like, when they have their names in the back, I'm like, yo, who is that? Who is that?
Yep. Black Lives Matter just got dunked on by Kawhi. It's like, I don't know.
They definitely need to. You got to be a message, but, like, also having the names is useful.
Yeah.
Especially, like, when you're watching it, like, we're at a bar, like, we're on a small TV so far away from
it. Oh, my goodness.
I was like, yo, what? With no sound. I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. That's why I forgot that. Watching basketball at bars with no sound.
Yeah, and you're not even right by the TV.
Yeah, it don't hit the same.
I was for safety precautions, but yeah, that was a...
Yeah.
Got a projector, beloved. Golly.
It got the TV in the corner tilted this way. I'm like... Yeah.
It's smallest.
But, yeah, facts. That was a 32-inch. I'm like, come on now. Calling yourself a sports bar.
No wonder they was blessing us like that.
Yeah, facts. It's like, thank you for coming out.
We got to keep them here.
Lit. Oh, my God. But,
Yeah, man.
Nah, man, it's been some phenomenal games. Like, seriously, Silver, best sports commissioner. Shouts to Chris Paul, leading the Players Association, Michelle Roberts. Like, they literally, like, this is like, I was telling you this, but I think, like, this is, like, the best they could have possibly come up with in terms of, like, outside of there being no fans, like, the TV presentation is mostly the same. Like even with the angles they try to use, like, I kind of forget, like, there's no fans. It's like, yo, I'm used to just watching it like this now.
Yeah, I don't really – I mean, I don't miss the fans yet.
Yeah,
I'm waiting to see when, like, the games – have more meaning universally, so the playoffs pretty much. And as we get higher and higher in the playoffs, where it's like you had rapid crowds that are replaced by digital fans and piped in noises, I'm waiting to see if, you know, month in, you know, it wears on me. But I really don't miss the fans at all right now.
Yeah.
The players are unimpacted at all. They're not impacted at all. They have been going at it. To your point. There'd be like one random. I saw a dog as one of the fans.
Yeah, I'm like, yo. First of all, how do you even become a fan? This is a real question.
I saw them. I think you can buy tickets. I thought you just log in, but it's like, well, are you stupid? We got to recoup as much as you can. So it's like, okay, that makes sense. Because I saw they were advertising. I think you can go online and buy tickets to be a fan, but that ain't for me.
They making me buy a ticket for my face to be on screen for 3 hours.
You're losing and hundreds of millions, bro.
And I'll be conscious of what I'm doing for 3 hours straight?
I was wondering how they vet that. There has to be somebody that's like, all right.
Yeah, facts.
Black it on, yep. Black it on B6.
Yeah. B6 over there wilding. But that makes sense. They got to make their money, but so far, I do not miss the fans, man. Like,
nah.
And if they do this again next year for a whole season, I'd be like, all right, cool.
It's the smartest, at least to start it.
Yeah, like, bring the sports, man. Like, this is beautiful.
At least it started, and then something happens, you can, like, take a brief intermission, and then that's going to take a lot of planning, but for right now, you can aim for this.
But if the players are going to give all the games this amount of energy, then I can see it.
But it won't be that's the thing. It won't be the same. They got dropped in and they got to prepare. They got to treat these games very seriously.
Yeah, you're right. Only 8 games. Mm-hmm.
We cut most of the dead weight. So you got at least 19. Washington sucks. You got about 18, 19 teams.
That are really competing. I mean, competitive, yeah.
When you drop them in the start this season, they might be. And they have to rev up for the playoffs. And if the teams that aren't, obviously, are trying to get a spot into the playoffs. So everybody
is
incentivized for the most part. Bucks. But then, you know. So to start the season, I wouldn't expect it. But it's the safest thing.
Yeah. I think, like, if they did this to start the season, like, opening night would probably be nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But players were already, like, resting and taking games off, like, you know, pre-pandemic. So it'll probably only get worse if they're inside of a bubble and they're like, yeah, I don't want to do this. But realistically, if the NBA is going to, like, have to do the next season in a bubble, I'll cut the season in half. Like,
yeah, you can't actually.
Something crazy where it's like every game matters. Yeah, like, I'll, like force the players to play. Every game matters. Like, force people to be competitive. I don't know, but I'll just put, like, you know, their feet to the fire. Like, it wouldn't just be, like, they would lose money on TV deals, though.
That's the thing. I mean, that or you give them, like, a short break in between. I don't know. Right now, it's like a – oh, go ahead.
I'm just trying to think. Yeah, they would lose money on the TV deals because they have, like, the national televised games. Then each team has their own local market deals that they have to, you know, pay out. So,
yeah. And next season might be shortened anyway.
Exactly. So, awesome. A lot of money lost.
When they reported, I think they reported mid-July. Early to mid-July. They reported to the bubble, I think.
Yeah, like the second week of July.
So, at the most, if you make it to the finals, that like 2.5-3 months?
It'll be down to October. Jesus.
You're saying 3 months. If you make it to an entire season is, and then to include playoffs, you'd have to have some kind of intermission or something because they go
100%. 100% have to be an intermission, that would have that's why I'm like, I don't know. Or maybe it might be just be like, yo, start the season and then like, no. Have an intermission to like reassess.
Yeah, try to give them a break. Leave the bubble. See your family.
Yeah, because right now shit's so sweet because they really are under pressure. You know, and they haven't played ball in so long. Yeah. And as you said, they don't really have much time. Like playoffs is gonna be starting in a couple of weeks. So gotta rev it up and you know make that push and also. I think the reason why it's so competitive also, a lot of these players like feel like teams that we possibly thought like didn't have a chance at all,
mm-hmm.
probably feel even more empowered now. Like everyone got the same amount of time off. There's no distractions. We're on this bubble. So now like half the battle is just mentally like can I withstand, you know, like being in this bubble more than this person can? Because this person starts cracking even a little bit and I'm mentally tougher than him. The team is sorry. We can win. We can upset them. So it's going to be an interesting. It's a new dynamic added to it. It's really exciting to like just watch and see like all the games just unfold. It's beautiful.
Nah, yeah, you nailed it. Like, I fully agree. It's crazy to think like some of the most prominent athletes, they're just all under three different roofs, but I have to look how they separate the teams between the three resorts and whatnot. But it's just crazy that they could just in the dining hall, just, you know, God knows what's happening. The interactions and
as big as the dollars, just billion. inside three resorts.
Oh my God.
Eating lunch together at a lunch table. Like it's the
billions.
AAU style, just at the buffet line.
Oh, and I got the dates. The possible East and Western Conference play-in games would be August 15th and the 16th. And then the playoffs would start on the 17th.
Bro, that's like legit.
That's
less than 2 weeks away.
The playoffs are starting on Monday.
Less than 2 weeks away.
I'll take it. Yeah, playing games, that's a nice weekend. Okay, that makes sense. And you give the qualifying playoffs team a good rest. You get a couple of days off. That works. Last possible day of the playoffs.
No, I was going to say I'm not watching no playing games, but I can't. Or the Saturday, I might crack the vino and just be like, all right, cool, put it on mute, depending on who's playing.
Yeah, mid-August Saturday? Yeah, I am.
Who's 8th and 9th right now in the East? Oh, jeez. Don't tell me it's Washington.
I'd lie to you.
they don't deserve it. They are 9th?
Mm-hmm.
Who's 10th?
The Hornets.
Oh, but the Hornets aren't there. Why'd they only bring one? Oh, God.
Oh, but they're not with. They're not going to make it. You got to be within four. They're like 8 games back with the Wizards. But that's not going to happen. It's only going to be out west. I think if you're within 4 games, and every team is, so it's definitely going to happen out. It's going to happen out west. I forgot the exact rules for that, though. I have to look
that up. It's only the 9th. 9th will play the 8th. Then that's it.
If they're with it, so whoever's 9th, and if they're within 4 games,
then they'll play the 8th for the play-in. Yes,
that's gonna happen.
That's gonna be so weird, like having that one day where it's just only one game on.
Yeah, they done spoiled us.
I got spoiled.
So we got like a little less than 2 weeks. I'm gonna enjoy it. We got tonight's game is gonna be crazy.
Yeah,
Game Horn and Russ is gonna be.
I'm gonna need CJ to pull his weight. CJ and Melo. So Melo need to remember how bad Houston did him, how wrong they did.
I hope he does. He had 21 against some team the other day. Oh, whoever they beat first?
Mavs.
Portland.
Mavericks. Oh, Melo's on Portland. Shit, I'm tripping. I'm thinking him. Yeah, it was Memphis.
Yes. Yep. In OT. That's right. All these games are just.
Yeah, they just like.
Even yesterday, I was watching. Jokic had like 30, and he scored every point in overtime. It's just like.
Michael Porter Jr. had like 37.
Oh, man.
It's so funny because on opening night, it was on TNT, Reggie Miller was saying, you know, expect, you know, the team's offenses to come slow, but the defenses to be on point because like you don't really figure how to play defense.
I'm like,
yo, every game 130, 140, 150.
Only Lakers game.
Jesus. This is mad random, but you see like Disney is gonna be releasing Mulan and charging $30 to rent it.
God bless them on Disney Plus, right?
Jeez.
I think they lost like five
billion this quarter. Yeah, that ain't gonna make up for it. I don't.
I recoup something, whatever.
$30 to watch Mulan.
Stop the bleeding. They crazy. That's a ticket and popcorn.
And a drink.
And a drink. They're crazy.
Want me to buy my own snacks. Jesus. Sorry, I won't get too far. I just saw it. I was like, $30. I had to squint at the screen.
Yeah.
$30.
They got to recoup.
Yeah.
It's rough out here.
The movie theaters up there is like $18, $20. You know how much cost the movies down here? If you catch them at the right time, it's like $5, $6 still. Yeah. They bugging. Six times to go after. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Watch that movie six times to get my money's worth.
Wait, how much you said?
It's like $5 if you go matinee.
Wow.
Yeah, I bought the AMC like Stubbs premiere thing for $15. Mm-hmm. It's like $15 a year. So as long as I go to movies three times a year, it's worth it for me.
I was thinking about buying that, but
yeah, because you get like the wave ticket fee and all that shit. I don't know why we went off on this tangent.
But yeah.
And I was like, yeah, so I'm like paying $15 to nothing now, but they need the money more. No, fuck that. Actually, they don't, but I'll let them hold it for a little
bit. Yeah, they'd be all
right. Yeah. We're talking about basketball. But yeah.
I don't know if these standings are updated. Oh, they must be.
I can't tell. I was just looking at them, and I'm like, are they updated as of today? Like, you know, the current games that are going on? Or the games that have finished, correction?
It says Clippers lost one. Is their current streak? I know they lost today. And it wasn't the game before this, the Pelicans, and then they destroyed them?
They destroyed them. Yes, that's right.
So, yeah, they're still second.
What do you think for now?
I don't know what I need. Oh, I know what I need. I need to
see. Let me see.
I'm sorry.
Well, they only ahead by a game.
I know what I need.
They only ahead by a game. So I need Denver to definitely get in the two. They 4-3. Rockets stay at 4 because then that means they'll face the Rockets in the second round.
Not if they stay at 3. They need the Rockets to climb up. They need the 2-3 to...
No, I was saying that the Clippers should fall to 3. That's what I was saying. Oh, so it'll be the 2-3. You're right. Fuck. My bad.
Man, you setting us up. You are off.
My bad.
Double agent here.
Nah, you're right. That's going to be hard. Yeah, the Clippers. They can make it. The Rockets can make it. They're only a game and a half behind Denver.
Damn, we're rooting now. They got like 5 games.
I hate to see them beat Portland like this, but...
I do. I was actually, I find myself like, damn, yo, go Portland. But then it's like.
What you going to do?
Yeah.
The matchup's going to be looking favorable.
Yeah.
Crazy like how fast my mom be working like, yeah, all right, well, Portland wins. And this has happened. This has happened. Like, all right, nah, you can't win today.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Portland.
Yeah.
Damn, I need a Rockets win tonight.
Facts. Because Denver, they play tomorrow. Who's Denver playing tomorrow? San Antonio. That might be a tough one for them.
I know. Denver all over the place. Yo, is Murray in the bubble?
Yeah, he ain't playing, though.
Oh, he's sitting out.
Yeah. I don't know why. I never listen. I watch the games on mute.
In the fish?
I have no idea. I know he's in there because I see him like with the mask on, but he hasn't played yet.
Him so Gary also, Harris.
I wonder how that's going to work because, you know, they playing like this big man lineup and if he starts
injured.
Playing. Oh. But when he starts playing, what's going to happen? It's going to throw the whole vibe off.
He's supposed to be their second best player. Legend has it.
Damn. Yeah, see, Portland can't win because Portland going to lose tonight against the Rockets. Tomorrow they face the Nuggets.
Not because again, we want...
No, listen, no, listen. I'm telling you, an ideal world, right?
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Tonight, the Rockets will beat Portland, right?
Well, hate us.
And then tomorrow, San Antonio should beat Denver. Which is going to put San Antonio over Portland. And then the Rockets will only be a half a game behind Denver.
Ah, gotcha.
Yes. You see, I got my. It's around by my. And then, Okay, hold on. And then Thursday, back to back.
Oh.
This is a tough one.
I think Houston gonna win. I don't see LA going all out.
That's a tough one. But then also you see you got Portland playing Denver right before that at 8.
Damn,
it's all coming together.
And the Clippers playing Dallas. They're not gonna fall out. They're gonna land on a 2-3, right? The Clippers, they're not gonna fall any.
Nah, they're gonna.
I only hope it's for the Rockets to go.
Rockets to move up, yeah. But the Rockets will go up. So if Portland lose, I mean not Portland. If
they got a game and a half. Let's get this.
Yeah. The Rockets could win tonight, the Spurs could win on Wednesday, and then Portland could beat Denver on Thursday. And the Rockets could beat
they did
the
it once.
And the Rockets could beat the Lakers, which we don't really care because they already are they locked in at one or they clinched one?
They clinched it.
All right, well then yeah, the Lakers
could have the 80s masterpiece last night. They clinched it.
If the Lakers were smart, they let the Rockets win on Thursday.
I guess yeah. Treat it like a scrimmage.
Yeah. Bron don't play the whole four.
Nothing too aggressive. Feel like a scrimmage.
Yeah, if they were smart, I would not be giving that my all on Thursday. I just wouldn't. Get Bron and AD staggered minutes. They never on the court together.
We'll see. We joke, but I don't. You really shouldn't be going all out. But you also have to pace yourself for the playoffs. You have to.
But they trash, man.
You want to talk about them now?
They are, yeah. They just, damn, Saturday TNT got love. But anyway.
Nah, just share while you're here. Oh, no, I see it.
Yeah, Clippers, Portland, Utah, Denver, Lakers, Indiana.
All right, I'm going to decant something and just sink it to my bed. Oh, my God. This day is stacked.
That's when you just lay in the bed. Just
oh, this day is stacked. They're not playing.
Get the fluffy pillows. God bless.
Yeah, they're not playing.
But
that is quite a lineup.
And then yeah, ESPN. I don't.
Nice.
What ESPN end on? Sorry, I cut away.
Milwaukee at Dallas, whatever that means.
Okay, so Milwaukee versus Dallas. Yeah, it don't really mean nothing.
That's nice. That is a nice 4-game lineup. Even Phoenix, Miami at 7:30.
That should be good, especially if Jimmy Butler's playing.
Yeah.
That should be good.
That light skinned boy.
Yeah, I talked about.
We never argued about.
No, before we go to the Lakers, I told never you
once,
this.
Never once poured what? On Devin's name. I said the Phoenix. No. Never once.
I have to go back and find the audio clip. I remember saying Devin Booker was better than someone, and you laughed at me.
You find the audio clip.
It was like find the audio clip. It was only 2 weeks, like this week. I mean, the past week. Find it, and I'm gonna run it on you.
All right.
I said Phoenix is scary because I remember laughing like why did Silva even invite them?
Yeah, I laughed at you at that.
Yeah, but who would you say? You said somebody's better than Devin Booker. Right. Might have been a Chris Middleton sighting.
I would never say that. Find that audio. Find that.
You say he looked just like me. That's what you said.
Oh my gosh.
No, it wasn't Chris Middleton. That would be too egregious. But I gotta go back and find the audio because it definitely was someone where I was like, oh yeah, you think he better than Devin Booker?
Oh wait, now find it.
I will. Cause 2K don't give Devin Booker enough love. I think he gets like an 86 or 87.
Oh, they clock him out as a B+.
I think 86. He deserves at least
91.
Nah, that's a big stream.
89?
I would give him 89, yep. Round 89 with potential for him to get to a 90 if he, like, keep balling out in the season, you know?
It's his team, but
86?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a slap in the face.
He just threw 30 on the quote-unquote best defense. More than that, actually.
Yeah.
35, but sorry. Game went
on both of them.
Continue the victory parade. Yeah.
Huh? I'm good. I said my piece. What was I saying? Phoenix, real quick, they just look good in the scrimmages. That's why I was like, oh, they look really good. Like, they were losing in the scrimmages. I was like, oh, they look like they're competing. They just happened to win 3 games so far. But the Lakers ain't looking good, man. I don't know what it is. Like,
what are your concerns?
They can't shoot to save their lives.
Three games, right? They're 2-1.
They cannot shoot to save their lives.
That's my biggest concern.
Bron is getting them wide open shots. It's just bricks. Like, bricks, bricks, bricks. Like, I just don't know, like, where none of y'all practicing?
Teams, they're just going crazy. Showing up anything. Whatever's happening down the bubble, it's not rubbing off.
Yeah. The Lakers, they practicing on different rims. I don't know.
Sorry, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's really it. The shooting. And granted, like, Bron's get – it's kind of like a catch – I don't know. It's weird, like, catch 22 because, like, if Bron just, like, got super aggressive and, like, started attacking the rim and, like, stopped getting those players open shots, then when playoff time came, they wouldn't be prepared to make those shots. Mm-hmm. But right now, watching them, he's getting them the shots, and they are, like, bricking all these shots. But, like, Bron isn't being aggressive at all, like, trying to get to the basket. He's just, like, literally just playing, like, pure facilitator.
Yeah, he said
it. Yesterday, he had, like, 22, 8, and 9 and two block, and a block and two, I think, something like that. And I was just like.
Yeah, it was in a block. On
my eye test was just like, cool.
Yeah, those are roll out of bed. His standards, those are.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's like you just, oh, how did he get there?
Exactly. While you watching the game, you're like, oh, I didn't see that. Like, he's that great that he can get that without you realizing it.
Because Rachel Nichols said that he was going to come out aggressively and get his own shot, and that he, like, really balked at the notion that he's getting his legs under him. And she didn't really go into further detail. So, God knows.
She should have.
Three shots in the first quarter. And then he only took 13 more to end the game.
Nah, aggressive. So he averaged 4 shots a quarter.
I can't beat him up. I don't know what they're locked into the first. I don't want him going all out because there's nothing, literally nothing to play for except you do have to get your teammates ready. So I get that part. Like, we believe in him. We know he's battle-tested. War ready.
Of course. Of course.
It's all about his soldiers now. And there's a lot of question marks. After the three-point shooting, and really, they go hand in hand. After LeBron, there's a lot of question marks, a lot of concerns. The defense is still good, but
you want them to, like, go into the playoffs, like, losing, like, on a losing streak? Like, there has to be some kind of
– Depends how they –
kind of urgency.
I need the players. I need the role players to look better. If they lost every game for the rest of the bubble for the playoffs, but the role players were looking better and better, then I'll take it. Because they have nothing. The thing they've acquired means nothing anyway, home court, whatnot. The most you can do is again, if you're looking at the standings and you get down like that, try to fuel that.
Beloved. You know?
I would never accuse them of trying to dodge anybody. I would never. Not Bron.
But honestly, it's not even like them dodging them. It's more so like, realistically, like, it's a high hope to think the Rockets going to beat the Clippers. But if the Clippers have to take the harder path to get to me, meaning the Lakers, then I'd much rather that. So it's not really like dodging. It's more so like just playing chess. Like, all right, cool. Like, that's going to be a tough team to beat for either one of them. But whoever has to face them is definitely going to be tested and, like, have way more nicks and bruises. That's going to be a nice little battle. So if I don't have to deal with that, I'd much rather play the Nuggets.
Utmost respect. You beat me to it. Utmost respect to the Serbian, but come on down. Utmost respect.
I'd much rather play, let me see, the San Antonio Spurs and, oh my God, those would be two boring-ass series back-to-back, the Spurs and then the Nuggets.
We got it's a pandemic. We got to sacrifice. We all got to sacrifice.
Bro, do you know how boring those games would be?
Look, I don't want to see them have to go through the Rockets. I'm going to be honest. I don't want that for them.
Nah, you're right.
I just need one of them in the Western Conference Finals and then Because they probably gonna have to face the Bucks.
Yeah.
But I will say, if they go through the Rockets, the Clippers, and then the Bucks, I mean.
Yeah, there's no question about Bron's greatness. That shit, that would be nuts.
I might be, that would be running nuts. In the streets, mask off.
I mean, take me now.
We'll see how it plays out.
That'd be wild. But nah, if he can have the easiest path possible.
I'm going to take it.
Yeah, it all leads to the same place.
But what you said their next game was? Houston is tomorrow? Actually, I'll look it up while we're
talking about it. Thursday.
It'd be interesting to see how they navigate. Because I don't.
What's today? Today's Tuesday. No, the next game is tomorrow. Say that. Oh, good. They got an excuse then. They got a game against. Oh. They got back to back. So I'll give my order OKC. Put it all out on the court.
I agree. Yeah, you also don't want to give the enemy any potential material. They can put on tape.
Nope. Give it all to OKC, and then you have the excuse to say you sluggish on the back to back.
And then come back against Indiana on Saturday.
Yep. and beat those heads in. Yep. And then just.
Well, they got Denver on the 10th. So I'd give that one just in case to see you. Just
it just depends on the seeding.
That's true.
imagine if like that was the game that determined where the Rockets are gonna be. Bron better go out there 0-30. Like,
yeah, that's a playoff game.
that's slap the floor defense. You better be like,
yeah.
Yeah, either I see y'all again in the second round, or I see the Rockets. Mm-hmm. No, I'm good. I don't want to see Russ and James Harden like.
Damn it! Yeah, they're gonna. Yeah, we'll have a clearer picture by the next time we record. It'd be fun to watch though.
Yeah, because the Rockets they're a problem, man. They just be putting up too many threes, like, and I think they use like Russell Westbrook way more efficiently now. Like, they allow him to play way like.
He looks great.
Like closer to his game, like he ain't shooting. He's barely even jacking up threes anymore. Straight to the rim, mid range, and then like he'll kick it out to everyone else. It's like literally him and then four shooters around him.
No, we gotta avoid him. He looks amazing. Yeah. He looks amazing. He looks amazing.
I don't like it.
Like this might be the best you've looked. This is definitely one of your best stretches.
Remember the beginning of the season, he was looking terrible.
Yeah. It was like, you shouldn't be on the All-Star team.
Yeah, like, he was shooting like 64% from the line, 20% from three. Like,
it was looking rough.
I forgot what his shooting splits were, but they were disgusting. But Harden even looks more confident now.
They said he lost 20 pounds. I don't see it, but it really don't matter.
Well, it's because he's never really been, like, you know, a fit guy.
And
it's hard to tell.
He's been crazy, too, except for this last most recent game that they still won against the Bucks.
Yeah, but he got in foul trouble. That kind of threw him off.
But they didn't even, I mean, even still.
They have Russ.
They have Russ.
And they also got up 41 threes or some shit. 60, something like that. They missed
mad open looks. I think
PJ Tucker
open
needed a sports psychologist that night. Wide open, hit on the side of the backboard. I'm like, yo. So they got the shots they wanted. They just weren't dropping.
Why Silver and make them play the Clippers so I could get a little...
little taste?
Yeah, a little taste.
What are those... Yeah, we ain't get it.
Their schedule not that bad. The Rockets
need to see them slide up.
They got Portland, LA, Sacramento, San Antonio, Indiana, and the Sixers. I mean, as far as schedules go, that's not that bad at all.
Need to see them slide up.
Yeah, let me just go check the Clippers.
Lakers, do what you do. Y'all already got the one locked up.
Shout out to AD.
Word.
I'm trying to throw dirt on your name. Talking about you scared of the four.
He out here.
That is a two-time defensive look.
Yeah.
They went to one against the Frenchman.
Yeah, he lit Rudy up yesterday. Yeah. Had him looking bad out there.
Buried him with the three-point. Yeah. He laid him to rest.
He had him looking bad.
Rudy was mouthing curse words at the end. I would too.
I would too.
40 piece?
Yeah. And Rudy was trying his hardest to guard him.
How you end up with a, you a big man, you cross him over, hit a three in his face and force him to foul you.
That's how, hey, that's how we give it, that's why we got
top
him.
Lieutenant, damn.
That's why we got him.
We got him.
That's why they got him, you know what I'm saying?
Damn. I mean, if you, said, you guarantee that, then you can bring anybody. Paul George, Kawhi, but.
Nah, we'll wait till Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's push that out.
Yeah.
Hopefully somebody knock them off before then. The current standings, if they were, let me see who they would have to play.
The Lakers?
Clippers, I don't give a. See what their path to success would look like.
Luka.
Or OKC if they fall to three.
I'm just talking about currently, just currently.
Luka, yeah. I can see them beating them 4-1.
2-7, and they face the winner of the 3-6. So then it'd be Luka, then the Nuggets, and then the Lakers. Luka KP. I got a Porzingis. He might be back. Yeah, they're going to get 35.
They're going to get one game out of that, though.
Yeah.
That's a 5-game series. That fifth, the closeout game going to be tough, but they still going to beat them.
Yeah. Meanwhile, what's that?
The grid? Yeah, Lakers don't. Yeah, Lakers don't want to see the Rockets.
The Rockets, and then yeah. The Clippers.
Yeah,
that's your reward for winning, for getting the one seed.
Yeah. I don't want that for us. I really don't like.
And then probably Giannis
about to cakewalk through the fucking East.
Oh, that's another yo. Giannis has looked unstoppable. I'm even in that Rockets game. It's like, okay, we need a point. I need to get to the rim. I got an appointment.
Yeah,
he just barreling at people, and it's up to the rim.
And he just dunks on them.
It's like, yeah, he's swinging elbows.
Milwaukee, Orlando.
Oh my God! Don't even. I hope they get the Heat.
So that's a sweep. I mean, if they get the Heat, that's a 6-game series.
I had to make them work.
Yeah, but that's a 6-game series, though.
That's about it. And then what?
They probably end up facing Boston or Toronto.
That's about as good as it can get in the East.
Yeah. Philly still look lost out there.
Completely. They survived against the Spurs. I don't get it. I can't
they
believe.
They still look lost.
It don't make any sense. Their roster on paper, it shouldn't be like this.
It shouldn't be this hard.
It shouldn't. Then they just lose. Oh, yeah, they gave up. Did they give up all those 50 points?
To T.J. Warren? Yeah.
What the hell did they make their name off then?
I don't know, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, when right before this restart, all this good news was coming out. Oh, Al Horford's embracing his role off the bench. Ben Simmons is moving to the power forward position. Da da da.
Jake Milton.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I was excited. I was like, oh.
This will do it.
Yeah, this will be the trick that turns him around. No.
I don't even know if they want to see. They might be better just seeing the Celtics. I don't even know at the moment. They want to see the Heat? Who knows? They want to see anybody?
They don't want to see nobody. They really don't. But bro, I thought they were going to win the East this year.
Well, no, we did.
I had to verify.
No, we did.
Yeah, we did.
I laughed at the Bucks roster. I
called yo, the beginning of the season, it was like,
what is he going to do? Son,
Giannis is literally in the same position that LeBron was in, like in 07. Like,
well, we're going to need him to get the same result.
When you look at the roster, you're like, yo, it's literally just you. Like, Chris Middleton is like the equivalent of like what? Who Larry Hughes was back in the day?
I ain't gonna do that.
Now you better than Larry Hughes.
He was holding his own with not quite to the Russ Harden, but
he, nah, he did his thing.
He did his thing.
He about to be 50-40-90.
Dare I say, did LeBron play with anybody that good in his first Cavs draft?
No, never. Who's his best teammate?
All right, let's wrap it up.
Antoine Jameson? Nah, is it Antoine Jameson? But he was old.
He got Mo Williams and All-Star nod.
He did. Shaq was old by that time.
No, Shaq was done.
Yeah. Larry Hughes, I don't know who was on that team. Delonte West, they played with Eric Snow for a little.
Yeah.
This is
wow. Yeah. Wow. The things they did to our boy.
They had what's Candace Parker brother? Something Parker.
I know you're talking about too.
He played with him for a little. These are real players that were on Bron's team. Like,
yeah, Middleton is averaging 21, 6, and 4.
Nah, Bron never had that.
49.5, 41, 91. Yeah, not even. Yeah.
Yeah, Bron never had that. We just rolled off the list of names.
And Giannis throwing up. I saw 35 and 14. I might be shortchanging them.
It's nuts. It's nuts how easy it is for him to score.
It really is. It was until I saw him when the lights were really on.
Huh?
Huh?
Nah, I mean, he ain't built for it yet. He ain't built for the spotlight.
You got to do it.
Maybe this playoffs would be better for him since there's no fans.
I mean, ain't nobody can stop him one-on-one. I'll give him that.
But in the playoffs, they seem to be able to stop him.
The Raptors did. Damn, they did. Good scheme, but Kawhi, with his bulky knee, did. Damn.
Yeah. Kawhi shut him down.
Back when he was the homie, but.
Yeah, now we don't know him.
Best friends become strangers.
That's how you got to do him.
It is.
We needed him for that 1 year. People talking crazy to me. He's better than Bron now. I'm like, disrespectful.
If you don't get a conclusive answer, I'll live with it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Oh, God. Did we hit everything? Oh, no. Co-coach of the year. Budenholzer, the coach of the Bucks, and Billy Donovan, the coach of the OKC Thunder.
I just saw a lot of outcry that Nick Nurse did not get it.
I don't think he should have.
Okay.
I think Billy Donovan should have been outright coach of the year.
Fair enough.
Doing the most with the least. No one expected OKC to be great this year. Well, no, great is a strong word. To be good this year.
Did you expect the Raptors to be the second seed in the East? After Kawhi left? The East is
trash. Yes.
Second seed.
Yes. Well,
I'm just asking questions.
What's about Nelson? We said at the end of last season, before the season started, that they were going to be the third seed. That's what we projected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was us projecting that the 76ers were going to be better than what they were. So when they fell, someone had to do it.
We did say that. Good for us.
Yeah. Because Siakam.
I felt like a stretch at the top.
No, we did. But I was like, Siakam looks good. You still got Kyle Lowry. They still got Serge Ibaka, Marc Gasol. And they just play well as a team. We had them in third. But Sixers let us down.
Fair enough.
So, rationally, yes, they should be number two.
I wonder how many votes Vogel got.
Not many.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, Budenholzer.
Pick a Larry O.B.
He's cool, but he's cool, but I think Billy Donovan really deserved it, like, by himself. Like, he... You got the Thunder really competing and like being, I wouldn't say, you know, they're not, you know, candidates. Like, they're not like, you know, in championship contention, but they're a good playoff team. They're going to be a hard out.
If they beat the Nuggets, would you be shocked?
Who, OKC? No, but if anyone beat the Nuggets, I wouldn't be shocked.
Okay.
I have no faith. I have no faith in the Nuggets.
None. All right.
Who they?
Portland.
Did they just? They,
oh, last year's
final. No, last year they went 7 games with who?
Portland.
It was Portland. Come on now.
And lost?
They lost to Portland.
Yeah, I think they went 7 with the Spurs as well.
They did in the first round. Best record in the West, my ass, or second, whatever.
No, fair enough.
I just knew. I don't have no faith in y'all. They cool. But.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I don't have no faith. Like, so if they lost to anybody, I really wouldn't be shocked. They could lose to the Memphis Grizzlies, and I'd be like, oh, word.
Yeah, by next week, though, we'll have a more firm understanding.
Games.
I'm going to enjoy this because we got to one next Saturday. Next Thursday is looking like, who knows? There might be a break for the playoffs. So.
Oh, yeah, because Friday. Oh, Jesus Christ. I got some company. Oh, I can't be bored like this.
And these Heat beating the Celtics without Jimmy.
I'm watching.
It only takes a run.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. We got 7 games on Thursday. And then 4 games on Friday. And then the weekend is the play-in.
Oh, we have games until – okay. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, we got 4 – we got Philly-Houston, Miami-Indiana, OKC-Clippers, and then we end with Denver-Toronto. Toronto. Ratchet ass. So that's not like too bad of a night, but
Vegas can't be choosers.
Yeah. I'll have to take it. I can get it.
I gotta say, yeah.
Cause it might only be one playing game all weekend. Jesus Christ.
It's only I can't live in the park. I gotta take what I could get.
that park life is different.
That was fun though.
That was fun, but it's just different. I get used to that. I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
That's a different vibe. But all right, shouts to The Rock, you know, him and the group bought the XFL. That's what's up, $15 million.
You think he talked to Vince before he did it?
Definitely. 100%. 100%. I wouldn't be surprised if Vince did it for him.
Yeah.
Vince, one thing I took from watching was the Last Ride on Ticker Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Vince fucks with you, like he really looks out for like the vet wrestlers.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be shocked if like literally he just told The Rock, like, look, remember they were saying before, like, even if they went to bankruptcy, like Vince had some plan in play where he could buy them personally and not through like that sports entertainment. Yeah. So this was like months ago, a story came out. It's either ESPN or was The Athletic or something. But they were saying how, like, because Vince, most of the XFL was owned through the parent company of the WWE. I forgot what it's called. Something Sports Entertainment. Oh, Alpha Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they were saying that once he goes through bankruptcy, like, there's a way for Vince McMahon to have personally bought the XFL for, like, as low as $1 million or something like that. But they were going through all like the bankruptcy scenarios. I'm not like too familiar with bankruptcy, but but that was like a scenario that was thrown out there. So I wouldn't be surprised if like he, you know, just tapped The Rock on the shoulder and was like, you know, I was going to do this, but maybe you should do it. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I think The Rock, he bought it with 2 other people in their group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like they all put in 5. Sorry, they all put in 5 million. Yikes.
It's a pandemic.
Yeah, there's a pandemic.
But realistically, what The Rock makes like 20, 25 a film?
That's his quote.
And we see him in films nonstop.
Yeah.
The man do at least 3 blockbusters a year.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't a film he don't turn down. Like, so.
Like, yeah, Dwayne will take this one.
Yeah. You said 25? Dwayne will be here. Just make sure you have a weight room on the film set. He there.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, man. Good for him.
What's up, yeah. Man?
Just going to see what they do with it.
Yeah.
If we ever.
We'll catch up on The Passion next week. I mean.
And nothing much to really.
Well, no. Well, there will be next week. Why? Because they have until this Thursday deadline to players are going to opt out.
Oh, this Thursday is the deadline?
This Thursday, yeah. So might have to drop a bonus. Maybe some. I don't know. We'll see. But it depends on who the names are. If it's someone really, really important, that's worth discussing. But
yeah, and more importantly, how these games are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fact. Yeah, but like if it's the Patriots already got 8 players that opted out. So
Odell's going to opt out or just complain?
Nah. Oh, so that statement's actually old.
All right, my apologies.
That's how they get you. They drop that one alert, and then you read it, and it's like, oh, he made that statement 3 weeks ago before they reopened training camp, like before he went into the facilities and saw, like, that the Browns were, like, really serious about safety and things like that. So
I apologize, yeah. Odell.
They just do anything for that, for that buzz. Hype.
Yeah.
Yeah. I clicked on it, actually read it, and I was like, oh, all right. Like, why y'all alert me to this? Yeah. Trying to be slick. Yeah, but yeah, so the NFL season is going to start in like 5 weeks.
I believe that when I see it.
Yeah, that's going to be a very interesting thing. But
yeah,
again, we'll talk about that as that gets closer. Because if it's even worth talking about, because by that time we'll be in the middle of the NBA playoffs. So
yeah, I just stay in the present.
Yeah,
we're in basketball nirvana right now. I just enjoy.
Yeah, it. I'm just going to enjoy what's currently going on.
I remember the dark days. I don't forget them. So I'm just enjoy.
I don't even want to talk about it.
I don't either. I just said.
No, but I got words on wax, like talking about basketball tournaments I'm looking forward to. Yeah. With no names.
Never forget.
I watched the horse tournament. Remember when they did that? Like.
Some of the sketchiest video quality on ESPN.
I'm like, yo, y'all don't have, who's, y'all millionaires, where y'all Wi-Fi?
Damn, ESPN was out here looking crazy.
Shit was showing in VHS quality. I'm like.
Nah, yeah. I don't want to go down that road.
Nah, just we can't grateful. Do that again.
That's it, just yeah. Be grateful, everyone.
So, won't get a complaint out of me. Exactly. Exactly. We'll end on that note. Yeah. As always, people. Thank you for the love and support. Make sure you guys rate, share, and subscribe. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Full-length episodes up there. Same thing on IGTV, chopped up into 10-minute increments. Full-length audio, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Cast, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Everywhere that podcast is streaming, we are there. Please stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.